Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Good show for you coming up today. Sit back and relax. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I know I texted you, but I just wanted you to know that that interview you did with Rennie Knott was phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Like with any interview, I was kicking myself because I didn't ask a couple of questions I wish I would have. But it was sort of just like, hey, talk to us. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what happened. So, yeah, really interesting and been a lot of views and a lot of different opinions on it, too. It's one of those, like I said to you last night when you texted, it's an interesting case. If this were a fictional case, like in law school or something, you'd have a lot of things on both sides to delve into.
Yes, you would. And but then there's the added component of if you watch Channel 5 like I do, you get to know people.
Yes.
I mean, listen, people know you, Dave, because of you being on the air for 25 years. They know what you like, what you don't like, your personality. And you get to know that to some extent with TV people, too. And so it drives it home that this is not just an esoteric law school exam, but it's someone, if you watch Channel 5 for years, it's someone that you actually know.
Yeah, agreed. I wanted to ask you, Brad, because I always want to talk a little bit of politics with you, and I think I know where you're going to go with this, but as a former Republican and feel like my party moved away from me, what did you make of the weekend Donald Trump AIs dropping poop on American citizens and still being president in 90,000 years?
Well, I guess that's the silliness that goes along with this. I mean, it doesn't have any substantive merit. To some extent, I understand the No Kings protest from a political standpoint, because I think that Trump has done some things that have challenged the status quo, to say the least. Some things have been upheld by the courts, others have not. But the reality is, and maybe I'm being too much of a pragmatist, but the mere fact that the No Kings protest can happen means that we don't have a king. All right. If we did have a king, those protests would not be allowed. So to some extent, just showing up for the No Kings protest is a self-defeating argument, because it couldn't happen if we in fact had a king.
Well, the argument isn't that there is one. The argument is that they don't want it to become one.
Right. And unlike I've got a very good friend of mine, he's very progressive, and we get together for chicken wings once a week and argue about politics, and then we go out and hug each other. But he tells me all these doom and gloom things that's going to happen. And until there is what I've called, I've talked about it on the show before, a constitutional crisis, where you have the Trump administration saying, I don't care what the courts say, I'm just not going to do it. Until you have that, we can't have a king. We can't have that situation, because our constitutional framework literally prevents that from happening unless there's a coup. And so until I see evidence of that happening, I'm not worried about having a king.
Anything that's happened yet, Brad, that has touched on that nerve for you, where you're like, well, this goes much farther?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Dave. There has been. Like, for example, the whole issue about deporting illegal aliens without due process. I mean, and you throw around the term due process and people think, you know, you're trying to be an extra on Law and Order. But literally, that would be the king's power to say, I can literally remove you from this country, stick you on a plane and fly you to Ecuador. And the courts, even though the Constitution forbids that, I'm going to do it anyway. And for a while, we were kind of dancing up to the line there when it came to the Abrego Garcia case and other similar cases. And so that to me was going to be a litmus test. Are we going to go to the point where we simply say the Constitution is a suggestion, not guardrails? And we danced up to the line, but I don't think that we crossed it.
The first case we're going to discuss today is very interesting to me and applies to me. Supreme Court will consider whether people who regularly smoke pot can legally own guns. I don't smoke pot. I hate smoking anything, but I pretty regularly will use a gummy at night. And it's an even more interesting situation with me because I didn't when I purchased my guns. If they asked me, I don't remember it, but if they asked me if I was a drug user, I said no. But since adopted cannabis gummies, so do I have to go turn my guns in?
Well, we're going to find out the answer to that question. But to me, this is a great example to demonstrate the conflict of ideas. Because the basis is under the 18 U.S.C. 922. It's a federal statute, and it prohibits the possession, not just the purchasing, but the possession of firearms by any person who, and I'm quoting, is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance, unquote. We saw this, I guess for most Americans, we saw this for the first time when Hunter Biden was prosecuted for this. Because there was video, and he wrote in his book about he was addicted to all these drugs, and there was video of him using drugs. At the same time, he was buying guns. So he violated the law. Well, the Supreme Court decided yesterday to take this case up. It'll come up next year. But the question is, does your fifth, or rather your Second Amendment right to own guns override a statute that tries to take away that right? And to me, that's an interesting question because it's a clash of ideals that the Second Amendment is enshrined as one of the top 10 personal liberties that we have that the government cannot encroach upon. And yet we also don't want people who are addicted to certain types of drugs carrying around weapons. Okay, we don't want that either. But then how do you draw that line? And this case is going to help decide that. And I think that the Supreme Court is going to say that there's two interpretations, very quickly, two interpretations of the statute. One is you're addicted to drugs at the time you fill out the paperwork, or number two, you're just generally using drugs on a regular basis. I think they're going to trash this idea that says just at the time of your application. But I think they're going to focus on this idea that there has to be a framework that shows habitual, unlawful drug use, and that there is a pattern of a credible risk of misuse of the guns because of the drugs, that there has to be some relationship between the two. And so the court, I think, will send this back down to the lower court with instructions to impose these new guardrails.
Man, this is a meaty one for law school because, first of all, you're going to say, well, what is unlawful? Because in the state, yes, in the state of Missouri, what I'm doing, I believe, is lawful, but still, I guess, yes, technically unlawful from the
federal law. Right now, federal law, marijuana is still a Schedule III drug.
Right.
And so if it's legal in Missouri but illegal federally, that's what we call the conflict of laws. How do you resolve that? So, yeah, that's a great question.
And then who's going to define habitual? You know, like,
yep,
how many times have you used it in the past month? Three times a week. That's habitual. No, it's not. I mean, that's going to be in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So that's why I think the court is going to say that there has to be evidence that there's linkage between the two. Okay. If you go walking in to Walmart waving a pistol on cocaine, you know, there's a relationship between those two things. And they can use that after the fact to take a gun away from you. But if someone is using gummies at night, and, you know, hypothetically, of course, if someone's using gummies at night and they happen to own some guns, I don't see the court is going to say that there's any way that a statute can override a person's constitutional right to own a gun unless the two are in conflict, like using drugs and guns at the same time.
Rage, Kevin, any follow up?
It's not really specific to this, but it's kind of a broader thing that you kind of jogged in my head, Brad. And this may be a total dumb guy question, so I'm sorry. But obviously, we do have laws based on criminal action that can take away your constitutional rights.
If you're a felon,
you cannot vote. That's infringing on your freedom of speech, I would think, because you can't tell anybody they can't vote for any other reason. So is that in any way, are these things in any way in conflict, where there's already a precedent that your constitutional rights can be taken from you based on an action, even if that action was a long time ago, if it meets a certain level?
Right. And I want to circle back to the thing I mentioned just a few minutes ago, due process, because in the situation that you mentioned, Wheels, if someone's convicted of a crime, you've had your due process.
Correct.
And then once you're convicted of that crime, then you lose the right to vote. You don't lose the right to vote when you're charged with a felony. It's only after you're convicted. So that's why I think the court will kind of adopt that philosophical framework to say, we're not going to charge you with a crime because you've got guns and you've got marijuana at the same time. But if you're convicted of, say, drug trafficking, or you're convicted of possession of narcotics, then you've had your due process. And then at that point, this statute could kick in that says, oh, yeah, in addition to these other things, we're going to take away your guns.
So it's really only a thing in this case. I think you might have told us this before. Maybe I'm wrong. That this is only going to be a thing if you do something wrong.
No, that's the way I think it's going to be done moving forward. Because this guy's case, this guy right now, his name is Rabimi, who's the defendant here. He didn't do anything wrong. Well, he did some things wrong. Okay. But one of the things was that they, Hamani, that's his name. And then they sought to take away his guns, even though there was no finding of any connection between his possession of drugs or his use of drugs and the crimes that he was convicted of. So I think that's why the court is really going to emphasize this idea of due process. You get your day in court, but we're not going to spank you for something that you haven't had brought before a court first. And to me, that is the ultimate definition of fairness. That's why I was so much in opposition to this idea you could deport people on a whim, because that goes against freedom and liberty in our country.
Brad, the second, and if you're tuning in, we're talking to attorney Brad Young. He's with us a couple times a week, does a lot of stuff on the station and down the hall at 97.1. So who picks the next St. Louis sheriff? Oh, he's being coquettish.
Well, we may be having some internet problems because my screen's being weird, too.
We have had intermittent problems all day, I know, but I was hoping.
I'm back.
Hey, I thought we'd never get the answer to that.
Did you hear the question?
You know, it was kind of like, and the killer is, and then boom.
You're nothing if not dramatic.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. All of a sudden, everything went blank.
So it was, who gets to pick the next sheriff?
Oh, who gets to pick the next sheriff? Great. You know, this is a great question here, because you've got, again, these competing statutes. You've got one statute in Missouri that says the governor, if there's any vacancy, the governor gets to fill it. Okay. But when you look at that, there's another part of the Missouri Constitution that literally says the governor gets to pick vacancies except for the sheriff. Okay. Huh. Can't do that. So then another part of our statute, Missouri statute, says it's a county commission that gets to decide who replaces the sheriff. But St. Louis City's not in a county. So the statute that says the county commission decides doesn't work for St. Louis, because St. Louis is a city without a county. So what do you do? Right now, the governor says he gets the right to appoint. The mayor says she gets the right to appoint. And the board of aldermen say they get the right to appoint. At the end of the day, I think it's really going to be, if anyone objects to this, I think any court would say that the board of aldermen gets to pick, because even though the St. Louis City is not in a county, it operates as if it were a county. And the board of aldermen is the closest thing we have to a commission. So I think ultimately the nod falls to them.
Brad, do you have any idea, like, the pool of candidates they would be selecting from? Is there any sort of, prerequisites for that? Or can they pick anyone they want?
Well, I think if they picked literally any other human being with a pulse, it would be an improvement. but no, there's really zero criteria.
Very now, interesting.
Because of that, I would expect one of two things, Rachel, either A, an existing person within the sheriff's department, or B, a person maybe from outside of a city, but who has previous experience operating as a sheriff. I would expect one of those two things here, because if you pick, you know, Earl, the guy that works at QT, to be the sheriff, there's going to be a lot of political blowback on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. We appreciate it. You're the best.
My pleasure.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DG Asim KMOX 223. Happy Tuesday. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have the publishers of the Brock Street Burner. Rach, help me out.
So this is a really cool local publication. I mean, it seems like they're just promoting awesome things going on in town. It looks really beautiful, and I believe you can pick it up at different places across St. Louis, but... We'll talk to Michelle and Paul and get all the information from them. But it's very cool. They sent me a couple of copies. They sent you some copies. Definitely something neat to check out locally.
My camera is frozen.
Yeah, I'm honestly considering ending the stream because I'm not going to be able to put anyone else up on the stream. And then we're going to look silly. And then we're also freezing all the time. It's like, what are we doing here?
Do we think this is an Odyssey problem? It is Amazon out again or something?
It's maybe a little bold.
Yeah, it could be. It could be anything. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Kevin looks like he's frozen, but he actually just isn't moving.
Yeah, he just looks that way.
Actually, just more like looks like I'm asleep because my eyes are so tiny.
You have a way of moving nothing but your fingers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my toes.
Clickety 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 clickety.
It's funny because a buddy of mine texted me last night. I had not talked to these guys, my high school buddies, hadn't talked to him in years, but they were at the Lions game and they texted me, and you know, on the way home they called. And one of my buddies asked, he goes, do you still tap your foot all the time when you're talking? I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
There's another baldness cure. And I only bring this up because, speaking on behalf of all the bald guys out there, I don't know if you'll feel exactly like me. No one fought harder losing their hair than me. I was obsessed with it. I lost my hair really early, had a toupee for a couple of years and couldn't stand that, got rid of it, shaved my head, and it's been like 23 years since then, and now I couldn't care less, except when it's in the news that, oh, this is finally it. We finally got it. It's the baldness cure. You can be as slick as a cue ball, and you're going to have a big mane of hair, because I don't know whether I would do it, even if it were true, but just like, come on, quit doing that.
Quit teasing.
Quit being a bald tease, you know, like, come on.
Don't give me hope.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And it's kind of like when you hear that, like, they're about to invent a serum that's going to freeze you at your current age. I'm like, you couldn't have done this when I was like 25. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Would you do it, though?
I would actually hope that I could turn it around at some point. So I'd be like, all right, give me till I'm like,
this is your worst.
Yeah, give me till I'm like 45, and maybe like I'll turn it around in that time, and then he can freeze me when I'm in better shape.
Yeah. I saw another story last night, medical term. In men, sperm goes bad with age. Frickin' doy.
I saw this. I saw a story about
what
this.
What doesn't?
Yeah, that's a good point. Everything kind of does. Well,
wouldn't it be kind of creepy?
Like, if wine doesn't.
By the end of your life, everything is just roached except that. You're like, oh, pristine.
There it goes.
I will say, it is nice to see them putting out stories like this, though, because it's always like, yeah, women's fertility is over at this age, but men are fine forever. It's like, well, are they? I mean, are you giving up your best product? Probably not.
I don't know. Larry King did it.
Oh, yuck.
How old was he?
I don't know. Old. Pretty old. By the way, for the record, Larry King's a really nice man. I'm just joking.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, I liked him. He was good. He used to come on with us all the time on Sports Up Online to talk Cardinals, Dodgers.
I just didn't need
that. Love talking baseball.
I didn't need that visual today.
I know, but I mean, he had a kid when he was like 85.
Oh, my goodness. He was married a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Five kids out of it.
And one of them, there's a 3/4 of a century cap, age cap between.
Dave can't stop thinking about it now.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Dave.
You can see it on his face.
Dave's just nodding. Like,
it's gonna. Yeah, it's gonna come back. Stop about it. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 235. So we ended our stream early because we're having some sort of internet issues or who knows what it is, but it was just kind of screwing things up and it was just going to be bad. So we'll be back at 1 p.m. tomorrow if we get everything fixed. So last couple weeks, I receive stuff all the time, people sending me letters and, hey, did you see this? And I received some copies of the Brock Street Burner. I didn't know what it was. I'm old. I'd not seen a magazine like this. And I not only read the whole thing, I read all three. And I thought they were really cool. So I reached out to Michelle and Paul, the founders, and invited them to be on. And they're here in studio. So nice to meet you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you as well. We also have Quinn, our graphic designer.
Yes, welcome, Quinn.
Hi, I'm Quinn.
So, educate me. Like I said, I've not seen a magazine quite like this. Is this, like, if I went to another city, and would there be examples like this?
Maybe. You know, there's a kind of a similar example in St. Louis. Have you heard of the Punk Dumpster?
I've not.
So they're similar. They're kind of like a magazine zine. I swore I wouldn't mention them because they're our rivals.
Right. first thing out of your mouth. Shout out.
But all right, Punk Dumpster, you get one from me. No, we're actually trading ads with them, and we're kind of collaborating with them a little bit. They're pretty cool. I don't know what other cities are doing. I don't think there are many that are trying to be kind of magazine-ish in St. Louis. But there are zines floating around all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, if you go down to the South Side.
Zines are getting super popular no matter where you're at, whether it's in the city or elsewhere. I mean, you can find people selling their zines in like local bookstores, all kinds of things. They're kind of like a return more so from like, I think, what was it, the 80s when they were really, really popular again?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they've gotten popular again more recently as people are getting more frustrated with the internet. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, what hole does it fill? What desire do people have that they can't get without this?
Yeah. So I think social media is having some pretty detrimental effects on people's brains.
Agreed.
And on society. I'm not a cognitive scientist or a researcher or anything. So I would tell people, you know, look into Jonathan Haidt or other researchers like him who talk about the studies they've looked at and the studies they've done to show the effects of social media. But what I've noticed personally is a disintegration of culture, local culture, because of social media and the internet, because of other things too. But also illiteracy, I think, is growing. People aren't reading. And a phone you can read on, but there are so many things that distract you from the reading, which is actually important for the development of your brain. You know, logical thinking, planning ahead, being able to organize large groups and have empathy and things like that. Again, go read Jonathan Haidt because I'm not the researcher. But
can I just jump in?
Yeah.
I'm a perfect character study for this. I've read my whole life, always enjoyed it. And the last couple of years, I found that it's like hauling bricks.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. And I didn't put two and two together until like the last couple of weeks. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like lifting a weight.
It is.
Yep.
It is. So I recently bought a couple of books, which I'm going to make myself get through just to exercise that muscle again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's a scary thing.
I'm bad at it. I haven't read a book in like 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll read some of it and then I'll just listen to books, which is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, same for me. Yeah.
I think part of what's different about like listening to a book, which a lot of people do still listen to books versus reading it, one of the biggest things is that you get to choose how fast you're going. Whereas if somebody's reading something to you, you might not actually fully register the things that are being said to you.
Yeah.
Like half the time when I have a conversation with somebody and it goes really well, I'll go home and then I'll remember half the things they said.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So Brock Street Burner. What's the focus? Like, how do you create it?
Yeah. We're really focused on local art, local artists, local musicians, local businesses. We have, at first it started with just Michelle and myself. Quinn found us miraculously just sitting around at Marshmallow, found our zine and reached out. And that was amazing because it didn't look like that before July. I'm sorry. What?
Just sort of like your approach, like when you're going to put out
the approach,
when you're going to put out an issue, like how's it happen?
Yeah. So we've built up a number of contributors to where we go to specific people and ask them to do a comic. Sometimes we'll think of it. Sometimes they'll think of it. Sometimes we'll have a topic or someone will have a topic they want to do. We've started to have some people reach out to us who we don't know, who are asking to submit. In fact, Smoker's Cough, I haven't even met that guy yet, but he reached out to us and we liked his comics and now he's going to do a repeat one in November. So we look for it, we create it, and then we're also open to people reaching out to us.
That's cool. I'm so invested in this culture and lifestyle because when I was in my 20s going to law school here and playing in bands and stuff, we had it. Because we didn't have any alternative. There was no social media. It was just, it was on the ground. Who's playing at Kennedy's tonight? Oh, it's so-and-so. And you would just find yourself in the same place. And I have a 20-year-old daughter now, and who's doing just fine on partying at KU. But I want her to have that culture. Like, if she moves back here, I want her to not be in a desert of local art.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think talking about culture is an important thing, too, because there is local culture, and we can amplify that. Or we can ignore it and not and stick our faces in social media.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, and I think also just there's an overabundance of art here in St. Louis. I'm actually not from St. Louis, for the record. So I moved here partially because of how much, you know, art there is. But like finding it kind of a lot, you know, like coming here, not knowing where to start and just being like, I want to get involved in something, yeah. You know, I think this can fill that hole for some people too. Like, especially the people that are really into music, it helps you learn some local bands and places
to
go.
Being a lifelong creative, it absolutely scratches an itch that nothing else does. And not just for professional creatives, for every human being out there.
We're all
creative. You may say like, oh, I'm just not into art. I'm not into music. You are.
You are.
Just don't know it.
Yeah. You just don't, you probably just don't consider whatever it is that you're into art, but it almost definitely is. Almost everything humans create is art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see, you know, you can access your issues online, but I mean, kind of the whole point is this physical copy that you want people to get a hold of. How can people get a hold of a physical copy of Black Street Burner?
And will you hand me that, Michelle?
Yeah, you need to.
Thank you.
Review.
On this one, this October one we just released, there is on the inside back cover, pick up your next copy at the Drawing Board, Heavy Riff Brewing, The Sinkhole, The Heavy Anchor, Marshmallow, and Silver Ballroom. So you can pick up copies there. I think we're Kismet Records is going to start distributing too.
They offered to.
Yeah.
And that's also not a definitive list. We're also still looking for more places. Yeah. So, you know.
You could have just saved time and said, go to all the places that are way too cool for Dave to be at. So,
what has it been like generally when you're reaching out to different places? Like, hey, do you want to carry this? Like, do you feel like generally people are positive and open to it and hungry for something like this?
They have been so far, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we have people asking, like, Kismet, that was his idea.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, it's great when it becomes their idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. And I think the fact that we're trying to focus on local businesses as well, like we're trying, in my mind, I'm trying to create kind of a coalition here. And we have a local market of local businesses, local art and stuff like that. And we can create this coalition like this. Yeah,
I love it.
People are excited.
Yeah. This is not the typical thing we have on KMOX, which DGS is trying to change and, you know, young it up and hip it up a little more. And this definitely helps.
Awesome.
So
thank you.
What if people, other creatives out there who say, this is the universe telling me to reach out to you guys and get involved. How do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah. What's the best email for that, Michelle?
I think it's probably the one that's on our Waste of Space ad, if I had to guess.
The ad in the Brock Street Burner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Add in the Brock Street Burner at gmail.com. That's actually to submit, to ask to put an ad in. So if you want to support us by putting an ad in. I think we don't have submit to the Brock Street Burner at gmail.com as well for submissions.
Yeah. We can always make sure those are on our website whenever we leave here so that if you're interested, we can make sure that they're correct.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll put that up on our social media.
You can find
us
on Instagram as well.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Check that regularly. So if you want to reach out to us on there.
Well, I really enjoyed them and I look forward to future issues. And it's nice to meet you guys. Continue success.
Can I make a couple plugs?
Of course you can.
Okay, cool. Awesome. First, I want to say hi to my mom and dad. They're listening.
Hey, mom and dad.
You did great. So we do have a show coming up where we're trying to promote the album release of a band that Michelle is in called Candy Lion. On November 8th at the Living Room. It's an album release party. Come, have fun if you want to come. It's presented by the Brock Street Burner and sponsored by Heavy Riff. And then we, the Brock Street Burner, actually have a fundraiser coming up. Here's the poster. We'll leave it with you guys if you want. But on November 16th, we're going to be at Marshmallow with Blinded by Stereo and 3 of 5. And we're just trying to raise money so that we can do more of this.
And also, I think it should be mentioned, I don't know if we've said this yet, we give these away for free.
Yeah.
So we're not making any money off of this.
Yeah.
So,
if you'd like to help out, you can.
Yeah, so if you like what we're doing, the more money you are actually capable of doing, obviously we're not trying to like pressure anyone, but if you have extra money and you believe in what we're doing, it will go straight to us making this better and, you know.
I love it.
Growing.
And
very
you
cool.
can find the Venmo link for that on the website.
It is on the website, and it's also on all of our BSBs as well.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I'll let you
see it.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 250. We had to turn the stream off because we're having some technical difficulties. Hopefully, they'll all be resolved by tomorrow, 1 p.m., because we missing your comments. Right before we had to sign off, a couple of the guys, Dave Hines and another guy, were having sort of a discussion slash debate about the Brad Young segment, about the Supreme Court taking up whether you can be a cannabis user and own a gun. And one of the gentlemen was crossing swords with Dave and saying, well, I haven't done any research, I don't have any data, but I would personally be surprised if alcohol was more problematic than cannabis. And my input to this would be, I've only been using the cannabis gummies for a couple of years. I'm 61. I'm not 21, so I'm not partying. I'm being very careful with it. It got me off of Lexapro, so I'm a fan. But if I had, just me personally, if I had any sort of ill will towards someone, or God forbid, a violent thought, I would be unable to carry it out. Like, I'm not violent if I've eaten a gummy. Now, I haven't drank much for a long time, but in my 20s, I never hurt anyone or did anything bad, but alcohol made me make bad decisions. And I know many instances where people made terrible decisions, you know, hurt people, you know, whether it was driving drunk or getting in a bar fight or what have you. So I'm not advocating anyone should use either one. If you don't use either one, then good for you. We're all just trying to get through this life. But yeah, I would anecdotally, because I don't have data either, but I would have a hard time accepting that pot is worse than alcohol when it comes to bad outcomes. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would agree with that. People who have had experience with both. It's, you know, obviously I don't want to say, like, you can't be violent while using cannabis. Like, yes, of course you still can, but it's not necessarily a substance that's going to drive you towards that kind of behavior. I think ultimately it's a pretty ridiculous that cannabis is a schedule. Did Brad say it's a schedule one drug?
Three.
He said one. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I thought he said schedule three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's classified as much. I mean, it's on like the same level as heroin. That's silly. I think most of us can agree. That's very silly. That's something that needs to be reconsidered. And yeah, when it's legal in pretty much half the states and illegal in the other half, it does get complicated when it comes to things like federal law and owning a firearm and such. We probably just need to do some shuffling around as far as like what we legally consider cannabis to be so that this isn't as much of an issue.
Yeah. Why have we not changed the federal law?
That's a great question.
I would think it's because I my guess.
I mean, zero. I mean, like the 70% of people would prefer that it's just legal. Yeah.
My guess is that Republicans would be against it for moral reasons, but that's only my guess. I don't know.
Great.
But I could see them.
So
being
booze
afraid.
Is fine. Alter your mind. Do the physical damage that it does. But something that is very similar in terms of strength and potency. Nope. That's a moral stand. When do we stop hiding behind moral stand and get into reality? What we know, what we can measure, what science says.
Honestly, real answer, probably a couple generations.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm not going to be here.
I know.
I mean, God, it's not 1950. It's like, Reefer Madness. Like, guys, we know more now. We know more. And again, it's fine if you're like, I don't agree with you, but if you're consistent, you're like, all of it's bad. You shouldn't have whiskey. I'd be like, all right, at least I can understand that you're being logical.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more skeptical. I think it's because they get money from other industries personally. And whenever it comes to DC politics, when you wonder why anyone, I'm not going to differentiate parties, when you wonder why anyone is against something seemingly obvious, it's probably because they're getting money from the other side.
So it's currently classified as Schedule 1. That's a high potential for abuse. No accepted medical use. They want to move it to Schedule 3. So yes, that would be accepted medical use.
Yeah, Schedule 1 is like, isn't that like heroin
yes,
and all that?
Yes.
For God's sake.
It's a little silly.
Again, as a lawyer, I don't see how we can just continue having this chasm between, in Missouri, I can walk into a dispensary, give them my ID, give them my money, walk out with some sort of a cannabis product, yet federally I could be in trouble. That's just not okay.
Yeah.
Do your job. Figure it out. And if you want to make it so, you know what I mean? If you want to make it so that I can't use it, okay, I'll live with that. But
do they really think
job.
That people won't vote for them if they say legalizing pot's okay on a federal level? Because I don't think that would even be close to the list of things that people prioritize. I mean, they clearly have other priorities that they've been voting on for a long time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.